This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We take quite delight in going onto Facebook and finding people are just going at it like cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs, that's true. We go onto Facebook and find these row and these hiss and these woof.
What is with all the animal noises you're making?
Just like cats and dogs, you know?
Yes, well, see, old saying.
You said hiss anyway.
Yes. But yes, they're always a great time. And today, another threesome we have between Caesar, Ruth, and Ronald.
Sounds like a hot threesome.
It sounds like a great threesome. And what we do is we read these Facebook fights word for word, and then they decide to come on to see if they can hash it out. Will they? That's always a big question.
Mm.
All right, so I'll play Ruth.
I will play Caesar.
And I guess I'll be Ronald then.
Perfect. All right, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, man. Go ahead.
All right. Whoa, check out this fat cow. Like, I get over eating some good food, but who eats this much potato salad? God, she was so into it. You think she was about to put it down and f*** the gooey mess?
Oh, God.
Maybe try that Oprah Weight Watchers or something, because it's unfair to treat your pants like that.
Oh, my God. Shame on you, Caesar. You don't know her. So why are you judging? I mean, fat shaming is a pretty thing to do to someone, since you're going to be fat one day once your metabolism catches up with you.
Caesar, I hate to do this, man, but I have to agree with Ruth. You shouldn't be talking behind people's backs like that. Bro, you're going to be a fatty one day. I saw you eat those 50 hot wings in one sitting with blue cheese of all things.
Please. Like, you wouldn't shove those puppies down your throat if you got your hands on them. If I see some hot wings, I'ma eat me some hot wings. You ate them too, Ronald, you tubby ass.
Oh my God, Caesar, if you eating that much food, then you shouldn't call Potato Lady or Ronald fat. It's only a matter of time for you.
Dude, I'ma never be so heavy. I'm beefing up daily at the gym. I could eat 1,000 calories in a day and still be as cut as I am now. It's better than how you get your exercise, Ruth. We all know you are one of those dominatrix ladies. Why don't you go step on someone else's like in your night job?
Wow, you are like the most judgy person I've ever met. What I do about my body and sexual acceptance is my business. Maybe one day you'll accept yourself. So, I mean, you're just really sad.
I'll tell you what's sad. Watching you stuff yourself into that latex bodysuit. There's not enough baby powder on earth to make you look good in that thing. It's like putting a pumpkin in a tube sock.
Wait, Ruth, you're into that stuff too? Can I message you? I don't even care if you did stuff with Caesar.
Oh, honey, you can't handle this. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
too true.
Goodness.
I love that. Well, some of that stuff is pretty funny. I'll be honest.
Wow, she's a dominatrix.
Well, who isn't, Aaron?
Oh.
I know I am.
I mean, you got a latex suit at home, Krista?
Yes, I do, girl. That's
awesome.
What I'm doing. Well, lo and behold, we have actual Caesar on the line. Good morning, Caesar. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, my man? So tell us what's going on between this fight between you and Ruth.
My friend Ruth, she just eats tons. And, you know, I just, it's time that I just called her out on it. She's fat.
Well, believe me, the phone line's already lit it up here. Okay, if that was a word, lit it up.
Oh, they are lit it up, Krista.
They are lit it up. Dude, I don't touch that word because that is not a good word. And Ruth, you're definitely not going to handle that.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of BS, and he should mind his own business and stop talking about people because he is not perfect, and he's not all that in a bag of chips
right.
either.
She eats tons, and it's disgusting.
Yeah,
but, like, why is that your problem? Like, why is that an issue with you? Like, mind your own business.
It's called an addiction. It's called an addiction.
Oh,
and it's time that somebody told you to your face because no one is ever going to tell you.
We do not have a relationship. Like, what is it your problem to tell me what I'm doing? And why do you fat shame people? Because that's not cool.
It's true, Caesar.
Cool.
Why do you care so much what Ruth is putting in her mouth?
I just see people starving in the world. And for you to be shoveling down that much food, that's like really disrespectful to other people in the whole world. You're taking all their food. So
I'm
sorry. Whatever. We live in a capitalist society, and so therefore what I do with my life is my life, and we live in America, and
America.
We are able to do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Out of curiosity, Ruth, when you're getting into that latex bodysuit, do you use baby powder or cornstarch? I mean you gotta use one.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I love my body. I think that I am very beautiful. And I would not change myself because of some a**hole who tells me that I eat too much.
That's right, girl.
Like, he's not going to make that change in me. If I wanted to change, I would. But I think that I am beautiful, and I think my curves are so hot.
Yes, girl.
I love it.
Preach it.
Like
to answer your question.
I'm so sick. I'm so sick of people using that term. We live in America, so we can do all we want. You know what? If we live in America, we can do all we want. Why don't we send an example for the rest of the world and we do the right thing? Not be greedy, not be American, and eat all you can eat.
I'm sorry, but I see you shoving your face all the time, too. So
hey, Caesar just wants to make America thin again. That's all he wants to do.
Oh man, I'm not.
I burn off the calories, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he works out.
Yeah, he beefs up at the gym.
Yeah, he does beef up at the gym. I take it you two are on totally different planks of the earth, and this is not going to be reconciled at all.
We ain't squashing this beef.
No.
That's
because he's a jerk.
Yeah, I would just say this
not
as a...
Not until she stops eating.
Oh, my gosh. Caesar, okay. I was going to give you a little words of encouragement on what not to do and what not to say to a woman, but I have a good feeling that you're single anyway.
That's okay.
And that's okay for all women out there.
Action! Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
It is definitely time for Radio Recast. It's your opportunity to own the summer with us for an adult ditch day to Six Flags.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Super excited about that. Get on a badge bus, head on out to Six Flags, Great America. Get on the coasters, eat some food on a stick, all that good stuff.
And we get to meet all of you, so that's the most fun. And this is what we're doing. Radio Recast, this is where we pick a movie. You're going to try to guess the movie by the lines that we read. And, of course, Shady and I pick, I don't know, a personality from, you know, Hollywood. It could be a real person, a fake person.
Cartoon,
but it's something.
Character, you know,
that's
anything.
Right. So this is whom I have decided, Shady, you have to impersonate today. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, here you go.
I do still have all of the dresses from Rachel, so. Oh, and the shoes. I got the beautiful silver shoes, too, which actually, weirdly enough, I'll still put on sometimes at my apartment and walk around in.
Oh my gosh, do you know who that is?
I don't.
That is Becca from The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Yeah, very popular right now.
I think I can do that.
Okay, very good. All right, and this is who you've chosen for me.
You really wear the pants around here. I just want you to know, between us from now on, it's going to be 100% honesty and open, clear communication.
Frank Palicki was frozen to death today.
No idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea who that is.
Right. It's Rick from Rick and Morty.
Okay.
Yep.
So there we go. I'm going to play Rick from Rick and Morty, and you are going to play Becca from The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Of course, we always play a little bit of a bed for you. And once you feel like, hey, I know this movie, give us a call at 321-0931.
All right.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. You want to go first?
Okay. Some plan. That ghost pawed me for an hour and a half.
Dev, look, it's not our fault. You always get kidnapped.
I don't always get kidnapped. I can't believe you said that to me.
Oh, please. You know, with your own ransom note? Hey, my glasses.
Who's helpless now?
I'm going to kill you, Daphne.
Whoa. Watch it.
Hey, you guys, look, I know I'm just that dude that carries the bags, but it seems to me we all play an important part in this group. I mean, we're just like a big, delicious banana split, Fred. You're the big banana, Daphne, you're the pastrami and bubblegum-flavored ice cream, and Velma, you're the sweet and soured mustard sauce.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Mmm. Mmm.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Scoob?
Uh-huh.
You know what, Shaggy? I think you really put it into perspective for me.
Thanks.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that was good. I think that was good. I like that. That was fun. I believe, you know, of course, I think we nailed it.
Absolutely.
Let's see. 93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, honey. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tiara.
Hi, Tiara. How are you, love?
I am good. How are you?
We are fabulous. We are fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right, tell me what phenomenal movie that we just slaughtered.
I think it's Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
How'd you guess it?
Oh, my goodness. I when she lost her glasses, I'm like, that has to be Velma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay! So, I'm sorry, what is your name again? Tiara?
Tiara.
Well, congratulations, honey. You are going to Six Flags with us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Woo!
Now, as we always like to do during this lovely game, which one of us played the character worse? Was it Krista as Rick from Rick and Morty, the popular millennial cartoon, or me as Becca from The House, or Bachelorette, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I lost you guys for a second there.
Oh, so who did you think did a worse job? Was it myself or Shady impersonating?
I don't know. I think your Rick impersonation was pretty good. I don't know. I think you might have been Shady.
No. All right, well. What are you going to do?
In that case, click where they start is. They're coming up next. All you need to know about the internet.
Woo! All right, get ready for that.
Gone with the Wind.
Fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic.
Jesus, John.
It's time for a reality show.
Here we go. Yes, it's time for reality check, and here we go with my girl, Tracy Anderson.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Okay, let's kick it off, of course, with The Bachelorette. Oh, Becca.
Oh, Lord.
It's all crazy, honey.
Yes.
They're all crazy.
They are. It's getting really interesting. They're all going crazy.
I think we know who's the craziest on the show.
Yes.
And, of course, that was Chris.
Yes, it was.
And I love the fighting that is going, especially when it came to the big debate. Here you go.
I've been nothing but real up until this point, but I can't say the same for all of my opponents sitting here today. This woman's heart has already been played with before, and there's no reason why it should be played with again.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly who's he's referring to. I know it's not me for sure.
Actually, you are one of them. There's a nasty side of Lincoln that is very, I would say, malicious and aggressive. If she saw the man who you are when you're not around her, I think she'd be disgusted.
Oh my gosh, that really just happened.
He is so crazy. So, you know, I thought it was really cute, the debate.
Yeah.
And it started out so cute and nice. And then all of a sudden, this bad energy comes in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he had to ruin it. It was really fun at first.
Well, this is when we finally really discover how crazy Chris is.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, he's wearing a damn pocket square, for God's sakes. I mean, who wears a pocket square? Colton looked hot as hell.
Colton always looks hot.
Ooh, girl.
And I'm starting to like Jason a lot.
Yeah, I think Jason's super sweet.
He's so sweet.
Super sweet. Yeah. Super, like, normal.
Genuine. Yes.
Regular.
Good, wholesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the fact that Becca surprised him with his best friends.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
It was super sweet.
And I liked how they talked about, you know, being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I want you to be friends with my friends and vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one thing I do not like watching out of any of the guys, well, maybe Colton, because I imagine myself making out with him.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That she makes out with all of them.
You know what? It makes me very uncomfortable.
It does.
I get so uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, this is awkward.
It's a little gross.
No, it is very gross. I don't like it either.
Honey, no.
It bugs me.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite parts, of course, is towards the end, unfortunately, she does let Crazy Chris know that she does not want him on this damn show anymore. So this is at the end when he actually goes to her apartment, which is crazy.
Which is super cray. I mean, it was late at night. He's got the jacket on, walking outside.
With that damn pocket square.
What are you doing? I thought he was going to kill her.
She said, what are you doing here, like 20 times?
Like 20 times. I'm like, girl, either you're going to let him in or you're not.
That's right.
Good thing there's a camera crew in there.
I was like, how does he even know where she lives?
I know. I thought that was weird, too.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Stalker.
Like the producer.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this part was funny, though, when she said, well, let me walk you out.
And it's not fair to you to drag you through an entire rose ceremony tomorrow. If at this point, I know that it's not gonna work out.
All right.
Can I walk you out?
Great. I'm good.
Okay. I'll walk you out.
No, I don't. I'm good. Seriously.
I'm gonna walk you out because you deserve that. And
I don't need a walk out.
Don't walk me out.
Walk me out.
Yeah. Awkward.
He clearly did not want to be walked out.
You know what is really good though?
Yeah.
That I have mixed opinions about the show, but it really does show how people can change when you're dating them.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. And I thought that was good because he started changing last week.
He
was such a nice guy, and then all of a sudden...
And then he just starts to battle with all the guys.
And then if you're going to get like this, I'm glad, actually.
Yeah.
Bye. But he looks like a Backstreet Boy, doesn't he?
Oh, my
I
gosh.
He looks
his
like
hair.
Yes.
You know what? I got to give it up to Leo. Leo is adorable.
Yes.
Finally,
he's a
date
sweetheart.
With Leo.
I mean, it's not for her, but he's
a
sweetheart.
Yeah. I wish he would just cut
him
that hair
that
off,
hair.
Though.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what he'd look like. He looks kind of crazy, but in a good way.
Yeah, but he's hot, man. His face
no,
is.
He is.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I love it.
It's very stunning.
I really like him a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I like that he was very open to her about his father relationship.
Yeah, the kissing with them, that was awkward. It was very uncomfortable.
It looked a little forced.
You think? And then I hate it when they go in the crowd of people.
Oh,
like
that's so
when there's
dumb.
A concert,
yes,
and then
so
they start dancing.
Yay!
Yes, let's dance and kiss and like take selfies. I mean, that's weird.
Girl,
why
let's not make out.
That?
Stop making out with everyone, girl.
Well, at least she's not sleeping with everybody.
Oh, she will with Colton.
Well, she should.
And she better get it over soon because we're
she
up
should.
Next. I know.
She should.
She should.
I should. I should.
I know. I'm married. I can't help it.
Yeah, but I can't.
But you can. All right. So we're super excited, of course, for next week. And where are they going? To the Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That's so, nice. Yeah.
Must be nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must be nice. Yeah. All right. Let's move over to the New York Housewives. Of course, it wasn't on last night because of the 4th of July. So we're just going to get to the bread and butter of the New York Housewives as of last week. And of course, that's all about the family crest.
Again with the crest. I don't know why Dorinda is always projecting her life story on me, because we have two totally different lives, if you ask me.
If I say to someone, I'm going to my family home this weekend, I'm not going to Scotland. I'm going to my family home. So when you say something,
oh, here it comes.
My family crest.
What the f- are you kidding me? That's my family. Are you going there? Are you going there?
When Sonia got up, they both got up, and they looked like they were gonna, like, don't you think that was totally produced? Like, it looked like.
Oh, no, Dorinda, I think Dorinda's crazy
over.
Too.
Oh, yeah, but like, okay, they come together and they start, like, yelling.
Yeah.
And then what are you, okay, are you gonna hit her or what are you gonna
do?
Well,
yeah, they got very forceful with each other. But let's be honest, you know, Sonia is no longer married.
She's not.
And who she was married to is a very known hair, I guess they're a very known hair company, the Morgans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, yeah, they have a ton of money. And, she's not one anymore. Her daughter is one. So that's why Dorinda keeps making fun of her.
I agree with Dorinda. I mean, it's interesting, right? Because Dorinda's like, look, I was with my husband until the end. We were married until the end.
Yeah.
It's a different thing when you get divorced. I think Sonia is trying to hold on to this life and make it seem like she's more than she is.
Listen,
and that's what annoys people.
She was wearing damn slippers. Let it go. She was just wearing
Bethany
her crest
got involved.
Slippers.
Did you see that?
Yeah, she
Bethany's
did.
Like, why does it bother you? She's walking around with family crest. You know? And now they're BFFs.
That's right,
weird.
Girl. And then, of course, you know, the rest of the show goes on with Tinsley wearing wedding dresses when she's not even engaged. So that's always fun as well. So, of course, we will check in next week as we find out more about these ladies and what is going on. Because last night, again, it was not on Bravo. And that was a little sad to me.
I know.
It was a little sad.
I know, but I think, like... You know, I think pretty soon the boat thing is going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Thing.
Maybe
so
that's when Bethany will have her crazy final meltdown.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because she has a breakdown this season. That's right.
Breakdown!
Okay.
So nasty and so rude.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.